I asked John and Jim if they would discuss for Earth Files and Coast Radio their return to Rendlesham Forest and that farm field. Here now to begin is John Burroughs.
The first night, I definitely felt some kind of energy on me, like it felt like it was going up my neck and stuff. But the meter itself pegged out. It didn't move. It was staying strong right in that whole area.
The needle was as high as it would go and did not drop.
Right. It wouldn't drop. It was like it was banging, wanted to go further, and it couldn't go any further, yes.
The next day, we are in the tall trees of Rendlesham Forest. Along that edge, there's Capel Green and a bit of the farmer's field, and then you are in Rendlesham, and that's where we were when Jim seemed to be overcome by a feeling, this is where we were, John. What is it that you felt happened?
Well, when Jim walked away with you to the trees, and then motioned for me to come over, and then he showed me where the berms were, and then he said, I remember tripping here, then I went forward, and then it was like he went into a trance. He started acting like he was reliving it from 30 years before, and he acted like he was walking around it. He was acting like it was there, and he was seeing it, and then he acted like he touched it. And then it almost appeared to me like his whole body shook.
Jim Peniston said his recall was so strong at that moment in front of us on December 27, 2010, that he could see, hear, and feel what happened there 30 years ago. Here now is what he told me.
We were like within 10 or 15 feet of the craft. When I approached the craft, the physical air and surroundings changed. It was like as if a bubble was around the area that measured maybe 10 or 15 feet out from this craft. Once entered that area, different sensations happened.
Your skin and your hair were affected?
Skin and hair, there was like a feeling of electricity on my clothes, too. Deadening of sound. Then it seemed like everything ran to slow motion. The recall was so strong. Fabric of the craft, when I'm touching it, is very smooth. It looks like black glass. Symbols are running 3 feet long, maybe a foot or so high. Then I started touching them. It was actually rough, like the feeling of sandpaper. So I traced my hands, each symbol, just out of awe, not sure what I'm seeing. On the repeat of coming back of these symbols, I get a bright light and I can't see. And I have no other vision and I can't see what's going on around me. I just see these symbols. They start running in front of me and they're fast. They're coming at me fast.
And are you seeing the zeros and ones like they are in the air in front of you?
No, they're in my head. I cannot see nothing except those.
As if the technology has somehow taken over the synapses in your brain in order to place these vivid zeros and ones.
That's when the activation happened, yes. They overrode my vision and everything, yes. That was startling and very strange. It was a very scary moment. You have no control what's going on.
And then what happens?
Seemed like it was given to me very fast. Then I got the bright light again. And that's when the coding stopped. I go back home and I finally get about 4 or 5 hours of sleep. But I'm awakened, you know, because I just can't get these symbols out of my head. It's almost like you're going crazy. I mean, you know, I know I had a shock. I know it was trauma. I'm wondering, am I okay? Why would I have these rushing through my head like this?
The zeros and ones.
Oh, yeah, it was just unmanageable. It really was.
In your head, were you seeing color?
No, they were black and white. I grabbed my notebook again because I wanted to look at the symbols that I recorded.
And you mean that panel about 3 feet long and about 1.5 feet high on the glassy surface that were triangles and circles in those odd patterns?
Right, and I had recorded them on my notebook, and I was just going back looking at the next day, and I still have these ones and zeros in my head. I mean, it's just like it keeps repeating. So I said, well, I could write those down. Maybe it'll help to write them down. And so I just flipped the pages open, and I started writing more in the notebook. And then all of a sudden, they stop. I don't have any more. I don't have any more symbols in my head. So they stop. I go, is that easy? Just write them down. They were gone. I didn't have to worry about about the symbols, they're just gone.
As John and I watched Jim moving and talking in the Rendlesham trees, John suddenly thought he saw some kind of energy around Jim, and then it was gone.
And then at that point, I had a weird feeling that the whole energy source was gone. And I made a comment right afterwards, the energy source, I think, is gone. And then that night, Winston went back out in the field, and it was gone.
And the next morning, what did he tell you?
When I saw him in the morning, he was totally shocked, and he couldn't believe it. There was no energy source.
Winston checked it with the same tri-field meter that right. on the night of the 26th, we got the pegging. And now suddenly, after midnight on the 27th, he walked all around that finger of trees, and he could not get any high reading anywhere on that tri-field meter.
Right. No, he couldn't get any readings. And one thing that I had said earlier to him out there, I said I felt it move back towards the coast.
And I was running his IR camera. When you came back, I remembered that you said it looked like I saw a blue light in the trees.
Right. It clearly looked like for brief seconds that you could see like almost a little blue something floating along into the finger area and even starting to go out into the field, yes. There's an energy source out there. I'm not telling you it's ET or what it is, but there clearly is some kind of blue-type energy picked up on camera. What that means, I'm not sure, but there's no doubt in my mind there's some kind of energy field or source out there in that field, in that area.
When you were walking with Winston around the far western point of that finger of trees on the north boundary of Capel Green, as you walk around those trees, you enter that huge field.
Right. What's interesting to me is that energy field's still there.
After all these years?
After all these years.
But why would it go away on the third day and night?
I honestly don't know. I mean, it could be coincidence that I just felt it, and it could have been farther back by the house. It could be a shifting field. I really can't explain why I got that feeling other than just the way Jim was acting and just the feeling I got afterwards. But I can tell you this. I believe it's still there. I just believe it moved back further, and I believe if you went back out there and looked, you'd find an energy field still out there somewhere in that area.
There has been a lot of interest and controversy about the 5 scan pages of zeros and ones that Jim never mentioned in 30 years until we were filming in Phoenix on October 2nd of 2010. And you were shocked, I was shocked, when Jim said, I remember writing down zeros and ones. What was especially interesting to me was to go back to his 1994 hypnosis session and realize that he mentioned the intelligence people who were putting him under sodium pentothal hypnosis sometime after December 26, 1980. They asked him, as if they already had some other knowledge, they asked Jim Peniston about binary code. But over the 30 years, Jim never said that he wrote down zeros and ones. What was your reaction to the 5 scan pages that he's provided?
Jim never approached me and said he had written anything down. The only time Jim talked anything about having any problems, this happened on Thursday night and the Friday morning. Then Friday night, they had another incident into Saturday. Then I was back out there on Saturday night with Colonel Halt and Sunday morning.
December 28, 1980.
Right, December 28th. On that Sunday evening, on our last day of break, and Jim had been gone, I went down to his house to tell him what had happened on that Saturday night with Colonel Hall, to tell him you wouldn't believe that more stuff had happened. He just seemed shook up. He just said that he was having feelings coming to him and things that he couldn't understand, and it was bothering him, and it was the kind of things that he didn't feel comfortable with because it just wasn't normal. That much I remember. But at no time did anything come up with, I'm writing down zeros and ones or anything like that.